Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Be careful, that's hot.
No nap time. She got that.
Do I have a bed in here?
Yeah, under that pile of clothes.
Mom!
Aw, you want me to kiss it and make it better?
You wrote your own note?
Now remember, class, for Monday, I want your papers on what you want to be when you grow up.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Erica?
I forgot about the paper. I have a very busy schedule this weekend.
Schedule? You have a schedule?
Of course, silly. Everybody who does important things has to have a schedule. And this weekend, I have plans to do some very important things. Adult things. Things you wouldn't understand.
Well, if your plans don't work out, Mr. Whittaker is going to help us with our papers this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing a career fair.
A what?
A career fair, you know, where you go and set up your own businesses or be president or a baseball player or something like that. Then you can find out what it's like and write about it.
Oh, Sam. That's just kid stuff. It's pretend. I want to quit pretending to be grown up and really be one.
Huh?
I want to be grown up, you know, an adult. That way, I'll get to do all the fun things they get to do, like drive a car, and eat whatever I want, and buy whatever I want.
Is that what adults do?
Yep. They just don't let us kids do it. If I were a grown-up, I wouldn't have to wait.
Erica, I have a quick question before you go. This absentee note you gave me for Wednesday, it wasn't signed by your parents.
No, Mr. Morse, I signed it.
You know we can only take notes from your parents, otherwise you can't be excused.
Why do you need a note from my parents? I know why I was out. Don't you trust me?
It's not a matter of trust, Erica. Your parents are the ones who are responsible for you.
But why do I need someone to be responsible?
Just bring me a note from your parents on Monday, or I'll call them myself.
Yes, sir.
You wrote your own note?
Don't you start on me, too. Come on, we'll be late for the bus.
I can't believe you wrote your own note.
I hate taking the bus. Adults have cars. Why can't I have a car?
My parents would kill me if I wrote my own note.
Mom?
Hmm?
I'm going to make a phone call, okay?
I guess.
Thanks. What's the area code for Detroit?
Detroit? What are you calling Detroit for?
I want to talk to Grandma. Any messages?
Erica, you're not making long-distance phone calls.
Why not? You and Dad make long-distance phone calls all the time.
And we pay for long-distance phone calls.
Oh. Then can I have a cup of coffee?
No.
Why not?
Because you're too young. Besides, it's near bedtime.
I can't go to bed. There's a movie I want to watch.
Not a chance.
Why not?
Erica, what's wrong with you tonight?
It's just not fair. I want to be an adult.
Erica, I don't know what your problem is, but I suggest you find something safe and simple to do for the next 35 minutes.
Or what?
Or adulthood won't be an option for you.
Hello, Erica. It's good to see you.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I want a job.
A job? Well, you've come to the right place today. We've got all kinds of businesses coming in here this afternoon. In just a few hours, you can be whatever you want to be.
No, I want a real job.
Hmm.
And not raking up leaves or anything like that. I want an important job, a grown-up job.
A grown-up job, huh? All right. What kind of experience do you have?
I don't have any.
Oh, I see. Well, Erica, you know, you just can't expect to jump into the job you want. You need experience and time to...
Time? How come everything I want to do takes time?
Oh, that's the way it works.
But why can't I do the fun things now? Why do I have to wait until I grow up to do all the things grown-ups get to do?
Well, don't you like doing the things kids get to do?
No, it's boring.
Oh.
I want to do the kind of things that Mom and Dad and all their friends get to do.
Ah, I see.
I just wish age had nothing to do with growing up.
Erica, I have something that might help you. Come on upstairs.
What is it? A new Imagination Station program?
Nope. It's the Room of Consequence. This program may be able to solve your dilemma.
Can it convince my parents to let me do the things they get to do?
Well, not exactly.
Will it help me get a good job?
Oh, you're getting closer. What it will do is give you a chance to see what it's really like to be an adult, job and all.
Well, I guess it can't hurt to try it.
All right, then step on in.
It's dark in here. What do I do?
How old do you want to be?
How old? I get to be older?
Yep.
Any age?
Any age.
I want to be real old, like 22.
Then 22 it is.
Hey, I can't see anything. Mr. Whitaker? Hello? Hey, I don't think this thing is working. Mr. Whitaker?
Erica? What's wrong? Is the door stuck again?
What? Hello?
You pull and I'll push. Ready?
Sure.
One, two, three.
There. Oh, I keep telling the manager he needs to fix this thing. One day we'll need to use the bathroom when we won't be able to get in.
Yeah, but, who are you?
What? What's wrong with you? It's me. Sherry? Your roommate? Are you all right?
My roommate? Cool.
Cool? I don't get it.
And this is our apartment, huh?
Erica.
I guess Mr. Whitaker's invention worked. Funny. I don't feel older. What's that smell?
It's your dinner. You left it in the oven. I think it's burning.
Dinner? I made myself dinner? What am I making? Brownies or cheesecake or what?
Smells like it was a pot pie.
Pot pie? I have a choice of making anything I want and I'm making a pot pie? That's dumb. This is the oven, right?
Uh-huh.
I think I'll go out for some ice cream after I try to eat this thing. Ouch! Oh, ow, ow, ow,
be
ow,
careful,
ow,
the pot!
Ow, ow, no kidding! Mom!
What?
Medicine. Do we have any medicine?
Let me see it.
Ouch.
Is that it? That little red spot?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like much.
Maybe not to you.
Aw, you want me to kiss it and make it better?
Never mind. Let's see how I did with dinner. Ew, yuck. Stuff is awful. What are those little things?
You mean the vegetables?
Vegetables? I must be out of my mind.
Erica.
Forget this dog food. I'll go out and get something later.
Look, maybe you should sit down for a minute.
Nah, I want to look around. So this is my grown-up apartment, huh? Kitchen, living room. Hey, I wonder if I started shaving my legs.
What's gotten into you?
Which one's my room?
Erica.
Whoa, is this the junk room?
That's your bedroom. Erica, what in the world is wrong with you?
Do I have a bed in here?
Yeah, under that pile of clothes.
What clothes?
Next to the stack of dishes.
Oh, neat.
Hardly. Now, are you going to tell me what's going on?
I'm just trying to get used to being a grown-up, that's all.
What?
Forget about it. I'm here now, that's all that matters. What do you want to do?
Do?
Yeah, you want to go eat and see a movie or something?
It's a work night, you know that.
Work?
Yeah. Oh, and I need to go in a little early tomorrow, so could you try to be ready by 7:15?
Work? Like a job? Hey, wait a minute. Does this mean I can drive?
Why? Did you get your car fixed?
Fixed?
The engine. You said it needs replacing, remember?
Really?
Yeah. Good grief, Erica. That jalopy's been in and out of the shop since the day you got it.
Oh. Then what am I supposed to do?
Aside from riding with me? I don't know.
Too bad. Hey, I'm hungry. Let's go eat.
I don't think so. It's getting late. I need to go to bed.
Oh. Okay, see you later.
You're gonna walk?
No, I thought I'd... Oh, my car isn't running. Hey, Sherry, how about...
No way! You're not insured to drive my car, you know that. I'll see you in the morning, I'm beat.
Good night. A broken down car and icky food. Wonderful. Maybe I could paint my nails or put on mascara. Ooh, hey, a television. I wonder what's on tonight.
Erica. Erica, wake up!
What? Huh? Is something wrong?
Oh, no, not at all. I just thought you might want to lay down on the receptionist couch where you'd be more comfortable. I wouldn't want your work to get in the way of your sleep.
Oh, sorry. I'm just so tired. There's something else I could do that isn't so boring.
Is this a joke? You're tired, so you want something exciting to do? Look, this isn't a nursery. No nap times. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to go through the files for the last quarter and get them ready for Saturday.
Saturday? Is there a picnic or something?
No, it's the board meeting, remember?
I have to work on Saturday?
This is news to you. Wake up, Erica.
But I was going to do some fun stuff on Saturday.
Not this Saturday, you aren't. That's why you get an extra day off this week.
Oh, well, that's cool. When can I take a vacation?
I think you've been licking too many envelopes. You've used every vacation day, every sick day, and as many days without pay that one boss could tolerate.
But
I'm a patient man, Erica, but you're really pushing it, understand? I know plenty of girls out there who want to work for a living.
Yes, sir.
Erica, are you all right?
Yeah.
What'd you do, fall asleep again?
Just a little.
I'm not surprised. You were watching TV all night.
That's not the problem. The problem is that it's so boring around here. Aren't you bored?
Erica, this is our job. This is how we pay our bills. It doesn't matter if it's boring.
It does to me. I want to go to lunch. You want to go?
It's only 10 o'clock.
So, let's go. My treat. We can get some chocolate chip cookies and some Coke.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're going to make yourself sick.
No way. I've been waiting all my life to be able to do this.
Well, I can't go, and I don't think you should either.
Thanks for the advice. I'll see you later.
Erica. Okay, it's your life. Wait a second. Close your eyes.
Why?
What did you put on your eyelids?
Nothing.
What is that?
Is it too much? I just put it on a little while ago.
Well, most people who wear eyeshadow use the same color on both eyes.
It's just that I like the blue, but I only had a little bit. So I did one eye in blue and the other in... I can't remember.
Green.
Green, yeah. You don't like it?
Get a damp cloth.
Thanks for the ride home, Sherry.
You're welcome. Are you feeling any better?
I'll be okay. Just a stomach ache.
I told you not to eat that banana cream pie.
That has nothing to do with how gross I feel. I just got a little car sick.
Car sick?
Yeah, you know, if I were you, I'd get a real fancy car. When that does it bounce all over the road?
Oh, I'll make note of that. Erica, I'm worried about you. I think maybe you should go see a doctor tomorrow, since you have the day off.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow?
No, remember? Since you're working Saturday...
Great! I think I'll go catch some rays and then go out to eat someplace nice. Do you want to come?
You know I have to work. Look, Erica, seriously now,
maybe
I'm
I'll
really...
Maybe I'll go to the mall.
Erica, are you listening to me?
Sorry, Sherry, I gotta go.
Erica!
Sherry?
Yeah, well, I tried waking you earlier this morning.
I kind of remember. I was pretty tired.
Do you know what day it is today?
No.
Saturday.
Saturday? Cool. Hey, do you know how this coffee maker works? I tried to figure it out, but...
Here, I'll do it.
Thanks. Are these my pair of pants? I wore them on Monday, but now all of a sudden they're too tight.
Well, what do you expect when you eat nothing but garbage day and night?
This never happened to me before.
Well, it's happening to you now. By the way, you do know what time it is, don't you?
Did I oversleep?
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow, I don't think I've ever slept that late before.
You were supposed to work today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't feel very good anyway.
You don't?
No, I've worked 3 days in a row, and I only had Tuesday off this whole week, and I just don't feel like going. I'll call Mr. Butcher and tell him.
Don't bother, he already called.
He did? What did he want?
He said to tell you not to bother coming in at all.
Well, that's a relief.
Erica, you've been fired.
Fired? Just for being late?
If he wanted to fire you just for being late, you'd have been fired a long time ago.
Then what's his problem?
What's his? I don't believe you, Erica.
What? What's wrong?
I just never known anyone as irresponsible as you are.
Irresponsible? But I'm a grown-up. I can be irresponsible if I want.
Fine, suit yourself. But I can't afford it anymore.
What do you mean you can't afford it? Where are you going?
To find a new apartment. I'm sorry, Erica, but I'm going broke trying to keep up with the bills. I can't afford to live here anymore.
Really? Where will we move to?
We? We're not moving anywhere. You're not getting it, are you? You stay up late watching TV, make tons of long-distance phone calls that neither of us can pay for, and you never clean up after yourself. I like you, Erica, but I can't do this anymore. I'm going to find another roommate.
Wait! You can't just leave me! What am I going to do?
Try growing up!
What are you talking about? Look at me! I'm the same age my mom was when she was 22. I'm all grown up.
Oh? Okay, Miss Grown Up. How do you plan to solve your problems?
I'll call my parents.
You can try, but the phone was disconnected today because we couldn't pay our bill.
Oh, great. Well, who can we call to get it reconnected?
It takes money to get the phone reconnected. And where does that money come from? A job. And how do you keep a job? By working hard at it. And you can't expect to be able to work hard when you don't eat right and get enough sleep. Look, I'm tired of having to tell you all these things. I'm tired of being your mom. Do you understand?
Yes.
Look, I'm sorry, but I'm just fed up. We can talk more about it when I get back. I think your coffee's ready. I'll see you later.
Bye. Can't believe this. I thought being grown up would be so much fun. Instead, it's nothing but work, work, work. I don't know how Mom and Dad can make it look so easy. Ew! How do adults drink this stuff?
So, Erica, have you worked in an office before?
Yes, I have experience.
And you say you got fired for being late.
Why is everybody making such a big deal over that?
No reason. Have you been looking for work long?
All afternoon.
Only this afternoon? So you're just getting started. It took me 3 months to find a job last time I was unemployed.
3 months? I'll die if it takes 3 months. I'll die if it takes 1 week. You don't look any older than I am. How did you get such a cushy job?
Well, it's not very cushy, but, well, I got here through hard work, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Hard work. Well, all I need is another chance.
Erica, I like you. You remind me a lot of myself when I was
a kid?
Well, yeah. But the fact that you were fired for being repeatedly late is not good. We need someone who will be conscientious. I have several other applicants to interview before I make my decision. In the meantime, I suggest that you keep looking, and I'll call you in a few days to let you know what I decide. Maybe by then you'll have found another job.
Maybe.
I hope it goes well for you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, excuse me, Erica. You never wrote down your last name on this application. Could you just fill that in right here?
Sure. He sure seems like a nice guy.
Oh, Mr. Johnson's great to work for.
I thought it was Mr. Jones.
No, it's Johnson. Sam Johnson.
Sam?
Yeah, Sam. Why?
But I know him. We go to school together.
School?
I mean, never mind. Do I have to put my last name down here?
Yes.
Okay. Involve people. I run into Sam Johnson. He must think I'm an idiot.
Erica. Erica, where have you been? It's nearly dark out.
Looking for a job.
Really? But how'd you get to town?
I took a bus.
You took a bus? You are desperate.
Yeah, and it was weird. I got asked out on dates by old men. Can you believe that?
Ew, like how old?
I don't know. In their 20s, I guess. Did you have any luck finding a place to live? Or a new roommate?
No. Any prospects on a job?
I start tomorrow.
I can't believe this. You went out and got a job that quickly? I'm impressed. Where are you going to work?
I'm working at Quick Cuts.
Quick Cuts? They do hair. You don't know how to cut hair, do you?
No, but I know how to sweep it up.
You're sweeping up hair?
It's a start. I'll look for another job, too. I'll take what I can get so I can start paying off all these bills.
Good for you.
Oh, and I talked to the landlord about our rent. Well, my rent.
What do you mean?
I agreed to get up every morning for the next month and pick up trash around the complex.
Wow.
Sherry, I was thinking about what you said. And, well, I guess you can say the fun's over for me for a while. No more late-night movies, no more chocolate for breakfast. I'm gonna miss that the most. It's all over. I need to get my bills paid, then get my car fixed, then, well, you know.
Erica, I hope this is for real. I mean, you're taking responsibility for your life.
I guess it has to be. It's the grown-up thing to do, right?
Right.
Hey, what's going on here?
Erica?
Mr. Whitaker?
Come on out.
I'm a kid again.
Well, of course you are. So what did you think?
It was so bizarre. I didn't think being a grown-up could be so hard.
Well, it's quite an adjustment if you try to get there too fast. That's why we need to give ourselves time, as much time as it takes.
Yeah. Is it okay if I take back my job application?
Well, it's a loss for the company, but I think we'll do okay.
Thanks.
Mr. Whitaker, you know where... Oh, Erica! Hi, you came.
Hi, Mr. John... Hi, Sam.
You want to help me set up my store? I have a job for you if you want it.
Are you kidding? I have to go home.
Go home?
Yeah, I have a paper to write.
Oh, good for you, Erica. What are you going to say?
Don't try to grow up too fast. I've been there, and it's worth waiting for.
Well said, Erica. Well said.
Just like Erica, you might wish you could do all the things that grown-ups do, but it's always good to remember that grown-ups have a lot of responsibilities that you may not know about or understand, and it takes maturity and experience to learn how to handle those responsibilities. So the next time you wish you could act like grown-ups do, just wait. It'll happen eventually. In the meantime, why not enjoy being who you are right now? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Why Don't You Grow Up? Was written by Charlie Richards and Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.